The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's something highly unusual. You don't often see the priest wearing purple during ordinary time. Did y'all notice that? Yes. Please tell. Okay, good. Because if you didn't, I'd be like, you know, I might as well wear teal up here. Nobody can know the difference. Why purple? Well, you know, it's a special day. By the way, I wouldn't wear teal. Don't worry about that. Okay. It's a special day. The bishops have designated this day as being a day of prayer for the legal protection of the unborn. And purple is the color of prayer. It's the color of penance. It's why we wear it during Lent. It's why we wear it during Advent. And what I'd like to just ask you to reflect on, realize today, is that the battle for the respect for human life is essentially a spiritual battle. Now, this is very hard for some people to grasp because many people are convinced that everything is a political battle. Instinctively, I guess it's just the news teaches us to think this way. Everything's a political battle. Would you please consider that isn't true and can't be true. In fact, it is essentially an atheistic worldview. Not everything can be a political battle, that all reality reduces to politics. Can you reduce the Father and Son and Holy Spirit to politics? Can anything as infinite as God be contained in anything so finite as the platform of a political party? Of course not. No, neither can good or evil or truth or falsehood or right or wrong, not that these things don't play out in the political sphere, but not everything is a political battle. This is essentially a spiritual battle, and at the heart of that battle is this recognition that all human life is sacred. That is why this is essentially a spiritual battle. At the heart of this is a recognition that all human life is sacred. Now, question for you. Hypothetical, if you were in a burning house and you had to choose between whether you were going to save the life of a dog or save the life of a poor old man, who would you save? And here's hoping everybody here would instinctively say, well, of course I wouldn't save the life of the dog. Hate to lose the life of anything at all, but I'd save the life of the poor old man. And I'd venture to say almost everybody would instinctively come to that same conclusion. But allow me to ask you this question. Why? Could you be able to explain why? A lot of people would have a hard time explaining why. They'd say, well, yeah, it's a man's life. I can't let that go to waste. Or I'd say, oh, it's the right thing to do. Or human life is special. They wouldn't quite put their finger on it. But here's the heart of the bullseye. It's because human life is sacred in a way that no other life on this earth is. If not for the sacredness of human life, it doesn't deserve any special protection or favoritism any more than a spotted owl or a piping plover or Hector's dolphin. But why is human life sacred? It's sacred because of its origin, God. It's sacred because of its destination, God. It's sacred because we come from God and we are going back to God. And that means that our value is just in who we are. And I want to let you know, that is another idea that most people in our society do not share. In our society, widespread is rather the idea that your value as a human being is dependent on what you do, what you have, or what you make. And just in case you think I'm pulling these ideas out of thin air, this is from Pope John Paul II, Evangelium Vitae, 1993. He says that we value other people. And you think about this across society, based on what you do, what you have, and what you make. So that if you have more, especially if you're very wealthy, or if you do more, if you're very useful or very powerful, or if you make more, you're very productive, then your life is to be valued more. And we say that that is essentially untrue. Even if you have nothing, do nothing, and make nothing, your life is valuable because it is sacred. Because it comes from God, and it is going back to God. This is why we value every human life, as we say, from conception to natural death. This is why this is essentially a spiritual battle. We pray today for the conversion of minds and hearts. And our Lord tells us the story here of his scuffle with the scribes and the Pharisees. And he says that whoever sins against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. And people have a hard time understanding that as well. That's because the Holy Spirit is that power by which we seek out what is good and what is true. As long as you are seeking what is good and right and true and just, you are following the path of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of sin, rather, that makes us not want to seek what is true or good, but rather just to seek what we want. And it's the signature of the evil one that it wants not to dialogue with what is good or true, but to silence it, shut it up, and destroy it. You see a lot of that in our society as well. But you know what's interesting? You can't destroy the truth. It never goes away. Those who try to destroy the truth succeed only in destroying themselves. And that is why our Lord says that he says what he says right here, because the forgiveness is itself a gift of the Holy Spirit, which can only be sought if one is seeking after what is good and what is true and can't be received by one who's obstinate in trying to destroy it. Not by God's will, but by our own stubbornness. Today we seek the conversion of the minds and hearts of our society that we might come to this essential truth of the sacredness and the goodness of each and every human life. And so today, you know, join me in offering these prayers for this intention. Offer your own private prayers throughout the course of the day. For this intention, offer up an act of penance, something that nobody will see, so that as we pray every week, the sacredness of every human life from conception to natural death will be respected and protected now and always. Amen.